Liz Wagstrom says the gene giving E. coli resistance to the antibiotic of last resort colistin is a conundrum.
It is a drug that is not used in the United States, has never been used in the United States, and the resistance gene is actually on a little bit of what's called a plasmid that can float from bacteria to bacteria. The reassuring thing is that USDA and FDA agree that this was found in a pig intestine. They've tested tens of thousands of meat samples and not found the resistance gene, and we're confident that the food that you're putting on your table is safe.
USDA made the latest pig sample gene find back in May, but had given few details on where the animal was raised or killed. A Pennsylvania woman with no recent foreign travel had the same gene, but is now considered to be okay. Wagstrom says there has been years of testing of U.S. meat.
If you look at the resistance patterns on bacteria that have been found, especially on meat samples, resistance has stayed steady or declined. So we feel that that demonstrates that we're being very careful in how we use antibiotics, and that also our packers and processors are doing a very good job of putting a product in the market that's clean and that is safe to eat.
Now, pork industry stewardship of antimicrobials and new FDA rules in January will also help. But Wagstrom does point out
there is a flow back and forth between people and animals, and it goes both ways, that bacteria can move from people into animals and from animals to people, so that we all need to be good stewards of how we use antibiotics.
Antibiotic resistance in humans is estimated to cause 2 million illnesses and 23,000 deaths a year in the U.S.